ABC Radio Australia.
In New Caledonia, music and politics often go hand in hand. That's particularly true of Kaneka music, a genre born from the French Pacific Territory's struggle for independence. But today, amid claims the music is losing its political edge, modern Kaneka artists are innovating to ensure their music and messages continue to be heard by new generations. Yasmin Wright-Gittins in Noumea with more.
This music style was created for a revolution, but today, its modern artists are embracing Kaneka's new sound and meaning. Martha Wumanya is a powerhouse Kaneka artist from the island of Lifu. What makes her sounds uniquely Kaneka is the use of rhythms in her songs, which are inspired by traditional instruments and dances. Martha is a part of a new generation of Kaneka artists, a style of music which was developed specifically for the independence movement in the 1980s. She often sings in her traditional language, Zhehu, about subjects from love to the future of her people. But there is a resounding theme that crops up in her work, the fierce desire to keep the tradition of Kaneka music alive.
This is part of my identity. If you go back a bit to the history of Kaneka, there you are. Kaneka has a history. That's a start. And I pray that there is no end, that it continues. But for me, when I go to sing, I am proud to sing Kaneka, since I know that it is a style of music which is associated with my origin, my home.
As a female Kaneka artist, her Melanesian culture would have prevented her from taking part, but today she sees it as her responsibility to preserve her country's unique music form.
Today we arrive in a generation where we have this desire to promote a bit of our country's music, and suddenly it's a source of pride for me as a woman to exhibit Kaneka music. I think that today it is important. It is important that the youth take advantage of their youth to promote this music for generations to come.
This month, New Caledonia marked 25 years since the Noumea Accord, a process of decolonization initiated by Jean-Marie Jabal, the leader of the independence movement, who originally brought together artists from New Caledonia with the goal of creating a national music movement. Elaine Lacant is the director of Mangrove Productions, which was the largest producer of Kaneka music until their closure in 2020.
I was first working in a record store. I saw the music there, but the Kaneka music was not what they call folk music. I found out it was not really good quality. So I decided to go and study sound engineering in Australia, in Sydney. And Kaneka music was just moving at the moment, at the thought. So we started producing a lot of Kaneka music.
In that time, he saw the Kaneka genre evolve from its birth in the 80s to its boom in the 90s, and now to what he labelled a lull in its second generation.
In 1993, the commercial success started to come over. There was still strong political message and stuff, but it was a very festive music dancing, you know. I would say in the 90s, when it first six started, it was really big. It was really big because we had a lot of new artists coming and they all had their original sound.
New Caledonia faces ongoing negotiations over its future, with leaders engaged in talks with Paris after three unsuccessful votes for independence since 2018. Her country's future weighs deeply on Martha's mind. She says that people often make the mistake of thinking the new generation of Kaneka artists are not interested in the politics behind their music.
There are three districts in my island, on my island, and I am from the district of Wetch, so I sing for my great chief. I always try to put a piece to pay tribute to my leadership. So there are many themes in relation to independence. I think that after everyone has the right to have their opinion on it. Me, of course, I feel good as long as I'm at home and that they don't take my home away from me.
But Martha acknowledges the difficulties of keeping people engaged with Kaneka music. Her brother, Andre Wumanya, is a composer and singer. His passion for what he calls the musicality of the genre fuels his desire to integrate sounds unique to each artist's origins and embrace musical movements from around the world.
Today we have new generations, new musicians with external influences, very solid influences, very jazz influences. When we listen to the Kaneka of those years and when we listen to the Kaneka of today, there is always this breath, these vibrations that are inside. But we feel the news, the influences from outside that have enriched the Kaneka. At the level of the musicality as well as the level of the sounds, at the level of the choice of instruments to be able to enrich the canvas, and then at the levels of the rhythms inside.
Mava hopes that Kaneka will continue to evolve and embrace change, but takes pride in being a part of the modern Kaneka movement.
It is a sign of identity for me. The fact that I'm going to sing Kaneka and that people say that I associate myself with a singer, a female singer Kaneka. Well, we know that I am a woman from New Caledonia, a woman from the islands. I think that we are entering a new era. New arts, news, new singers, new discoveries. We can do something with Kaneka music.
That was Martha Waminya, ending that story from Yasmin Wright-Gittins in Noumea.